Wireless Wednesday. It means it's time for Rick Limpert with us here on the Experience in Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Rick Limpert, of course, Atlanta-based Yahoo News and Sports contributor. You can find him everywhere. Covers sports technology on a national level, on a local level. You can find his daily tech column, examiner.com, featured weekly on CBS Atlanta. Also featured writer for Everything Georgia. Follow Rick on Twitter. Highly recommended, at Rick Roswell. And everything that we go through now over the course of the next 10-plus minutes, you can find on Rick's website, ricklimpert.info. Before we get to the topic at hand, Rick was once again up at Reynolds Plantation for the Monday after the Masters festivities. PGA Tour Pro Stuart Sink, Brian Harman were there. So, Rick, how did it go? I'd have to imagine that there was just a little bit of talk about what happened with Jordan Spieth at Amen Corner on Sunday at the Masters?
Yeah, and Stuart and Brian were looking like, I want to talk about anything else besides that. But yeah, but no, they were both kind of in agreement that this happened. I mean, golf is a difficult sport, and they think, you know, Jordan's a strong enough guy mentally and physically where this is going to make him better in the long run at some point.
Yeah, well, we'll see. He's been a busy guy, and there have been some people talking about, well, you know, maybe he's been, you know, going at it certainly too much, even for a guy who is as young as he is at 22 years of age. But it was shocking to watch that go down the way it did, and I'm sure, as you said, that's the last thing those guys wanted to talk about, because I'm sure that's what they've been talking about since Sunday at about 6 o'clock came about.
Yeah, they were watching just like we were, so, you know, I'm sure it was surprising to them, and, you know, two guys that know Jordan, too, so let's hope he becomes stronger for going through all of this.
Well, Rick's been doing some other things other than talking golf, and he's been trying out some new gadgets and devices for the kitchen. So that's where we're headed for the this edition. By the way, the 150th for Wireless Wednesday. Happy anniversary, Rick.
Yeah, you too, man. Just because I keep track of those things. So
well, I'm glad you do. I've been thinking about that. I need to know how many Mitch Evans Experience shows there have been, how many I've actually done. I'm going to have to go back in the archives and start counting over the last 3.5 years. But let's talk kitchen items, and let's talk about, I'm interested in this, the newest sealed container from my kitchen.
Yeah, I got this right in front of me. It's from a company called Ancomid, and it's the savior. And this is a really tightly sealed, vacuum sealed container for storing all types of food, spices, nuts, coffee, tea. I mean, it will keep anything. And there's a great video online, and I'll put the link on my website, where they put a regular banana next to a banana in the sealed container. The one in the sealed container goes on for over 23 days, and it doesn't look like it's aged at all, while the one that's not in the container just, you know, falls apart right in front of our eyes. So, for keeping food fresh and saving money, this is a great option.
I never really thought about putting bananas, unpeeled bananas, in some sort of sealed container. Interesting thought process. I may have to try that test if I get one of those things. I like that. Rick Limpert, Wireless Wednesday here on The Experience. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Rick with us on the wait4.com hotline. We're talking the newest in kitchen items. And here's something that the wife should be interested in. Yogurt and snack containers.
Yeah, anybody with kids or anybody that transports yogurt or snacks around, you know that those yogurt containers, the tops can peel off them or they can get punctured. So these are yogurt and snack containers where the yogurt container will fit right in there. It won't spoil, and they're about $20. So saving money and, again, saving waste. This is a great option. They're also BPA-free, so no harmful chemicals. That's why it's great for kids.
Next item for the kitchen here on Wireless Wednesday, and this is something that I think my mom might be interested in, and probably Randy as well, because she has all kinds of trouble opening stuff. It's the magic opener. It opens anything.
It does, and this is a pet peeve of mine. Whenever I need an opener, some sort of can opener, a bottle opener, I can never find one. So this magic opener, it will you'll keep it on your refrigerator. You can keep it in a drawer. So anything that resembles a cold beverage or any cans or bottles you need to open, it's ergonomically designed, so it will open just about anything. So you never have to miss out on a touchdown or a pitch at the game, or you can be the star of your tailgate with this magic opener available at magicopener.com.
All right. Well, if I was doing tailgates, I'd want to be the star of my tailgate. I can't remember the last time I tailgated, to be honest with you. That's not one of the perks of being in the media, Rick.
But we get the Chick-fil-A in the press room now, usually.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I don't need my magic opener for that, then.
No, you don't. But they take care of us in other ways, I guess.
All right. I'm not a big coffee drinker. I know you are. But, you know, these brewing machines are off the chain. And now we're not just talking about coffee or tea, but we're also talking about all kinds of different beverages.
You know me as a big user of a Keurig machine, so now the touch coffee and beverage brewers are out. So these are actually more flexible than a Keurig machine because you can use the Keurig K-cups, you can create one of your own cups, or you can use the X-Bold cups, the bigger cups that come out. This brewer is quick starting. It's ready to go in 20 seconds after being on all night. You get coffee, and the hot water actually makes more contact with the coffee grounds. So for people that like stronger cups of coffee, the touch coffee machine is been known to make a little stronger cup than a Keurig.
Now, let me ask you this, Rick, as far as price point on this, I think, you know what, you could find a Keurig, what, they started about $100?
Yeah, you can get a Keurig Mini for $100 or a little under, and up from there, they go in, you know, the $100 to $200 range, and that's where this one falls as well. So there's different size options. They have a couple different machines with a few more bells and whistles on them. So I like getting the big tank, the 90-ounce water tank, so you can brew up the big cups. You always got something extra. You can make those carafes of coffee or drinks, so this will do all that.
Finally, this next item, our last item here is we check out kitchen technology, if you will, here on the Experience Wireless Wednesday on 92.9 The Game. Certainly going green in any facet of our life is the way to go. But the Uncommon Green drinkware, which now features some new College Town maps, and I love it the way you included my Arizona State University Sun Devils.
I did that just for you, Mitch. Yeah, I don't know how they get the exact maps on these glasses. They look beautiful, they look great, and they're the exact maps of different college towns. So for people that are big fans of a certain university or college town, they have about 60 available. I put Tempe on there for you. My school, Ames, Iowa, Iowa State is in there. Any great college town, Athens is in there. They'll have glassware you can get for this. Makes a great gift, maybe a Father's Day gift, or you know, great to think about maybe come football season.
So was I... Fear the fork, baby.
And now, Wireless Wednesday, App of the Week. App of the Week.
All right, let's get to it. It's the App of the Week. What do you got for us right now, Rick?
Yeah, my wife's probably sick of hearing me talk about this app and playing with it. It's called Planes Live. It's not a free app, $2.99 iOS app. But for people that travel a lot or maybe for aviation geeks, you can, if you hear a plane going over your house, you can get on this app and zoom in on a map of your city, your neighborhood, and find out what plane that is going over your house, where it's going, and what kind of plane, what carrier it is. But also great for the airport, maybe when you're trying to find out when a connecting flight's going to go off, or maybe if you're waiting for a plane at your gate, this app will give you some options on that. So we all spend a lot of time at airports, and we don't know what's going on. So if they're not making all those announcements that they should be making, this app may be able to help you.
Wow. You mean that I could, like, see a plane up in the sky, and I can actually find out what plane that is and where it's coming and coming from and going to?
Absolutely, you can. There was a plane going over my house, kind of ironic, earlier this evening, and I looked out the window, I saw it going over, and I zoomed in on the map, and it was a Delta connection flight going to Green Bay, so I wouldn't mind being on that flight come football season.
That might be the most amazing thing I've ever heard, Rick.
The app is very close. You can zoom in anywhere in the the world. So it's fun to look in the Pacific Ocean, and basically you see all the planes lined up going from the West Coast to Hawaii, and we're coming back from Hawaii to the West Coast. It's funny because they're all like in one line. You didn't realize that they all follow the same route to Honolulu.